move on to the committee reports. We have a number of standing committees, and Kurt, we'll start with fishing. If you want to give a little overview of the fishing tournament and any observations you want to make about fish in general.
Sure. Hopefully everybody can hear me. I can usually hear my voice pretty well. If you can, try your thing. But it was a pleasure taking over. Kurt did a great job for so many years running the fishing derby. It was really exciting. The kids and stuff like that really are particularly great. As folks know, I do like to fish. I fish a lot. We've noticed over the past few years we've seen a reduction in perch. Recently we've seen a reduction in pickerel, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's probably a good thing, but it's just kind of odd because they're a predator fish. Overall, the fish we've been seeing look really, really healthy. At the event this year, a 3.5-pound round won, which is substantial in size, right? Once again, it was a lot of fun hosting it. The one thing that we learned from it is we'll find more older people twice, I think, than younger people twice. And it's still a volunteer thing, so we spent some money out of our pocket. I'll talk to Mark about that later. The fishing report was sent out in one of the newsletters, so you can look at all the people that actually entered, how many people there were. All that information was already submitted. I don't want to rehash all that. But it's a donation thing, so the more donations I think we have, the better prizes that you'll have for years to follow. And I think it's good to see that a great mix of all different types of fish that we have in the lake were present, except for pickerel, once again. One of the things that I think from a fishing perspective, Cohen's does stocking every spring. They're going to continue to do that. He's done a really good job of water quality analysis for how many fish will actually hold. So he's like researchers actually put into how many fish that you put into the lake. And I think that's worth pointing out that it's a continual good thing. The one thing that a lot of fishermen have been talking about that I think is worth bringing up one day and potentially having people vote on, I don't know how this works right necessarily, but it's getting rid of the fishing rules. So being able to like keep trout throughout the year since we stock them all makes sense to me and a lot of other people. Being able to keep a bass if you catch one in the earlier spring, to me, makes sense. We don't have a problem with overstocking. We pay for our own fish. I don't understand why the DEC can come up and actually give you a ticket if you have a trout in the winter time and it's going to die and you have to throw it back in a hole. So I thought that's worth bringing up, and that's all I really have, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And Kuhn, I think this year stocked, was it 300 of both?
300. It was, yeah. He sent that out in a letter to us. Mm-hmm. Rainbows and browns.
Yes, sir.
Mark, do you have any idea what the population of the fish are over the years? Is there any way to find out? Is it getting larger, smaller, or what? Obviously,
Kurt,
you can do studies, and back when Dr. Penning, my father-in-law, was the president, they actually did do some studies with netting and stuff like that. It's not really an exact science. The reality is, if you fish the lake, it's bass fishing is phenomenal. There's an abundance of them. Like I said, certain species like perch, we may want to consider every 10 years or something like that, maybe stocking perch or restocking perch to put more food in the lake for some of the predator fish. Again, I don't want to just jump into something like that knowing that Coon did do a good job of studying the types of lake we have compared to the capacities of fish that it'll hold. And I think that's a balance that kind of works itself out, right? As the lake gets cleaner and cleaner, the bait fish are gone. So I think we just got to look at a balance of do we want to add more things like perch or something like that in the ecosystem. But today they seem healthy, right? We see lots of trout, healthy ones. They look good. We see lots of sunnies, lots and lots of bass. I mean, I went out the other night and caught almost every third cast I was catching a fish. And I think that's pretty darn good. So no is the answer to your question is that we haven't done it recently. But yes, you can, but it's expensive, and I don't think that's worth the funds that you have available for that necessarily.
I will add that over the years, Coon has worked with the state. Sometimes that he has getting advice on what to stock. And in the last year, for example, they were big fish as opposed to the smaller ones. So maybe we want to have Coon and Kurt look into that again.
Thank you.